Welcome back to Pearskin Talk. My name is Devin. How are you guys? No interview this week. It's just me again. I hope that's okay. We have a few things I want to talk to you about. You know, there's so many TikTok trends. Honestly, I could do a TikTok episode every single week. And hopefully you are all following me on social media at PearskinOC, because I got to tell you, I post a lot of videos and a lot of things that people shouldn't be doing. And every once in a while, I post something that people should be doing. But for the most part, it's just none of it's good. So we're going to talk about some of them today. So one of the videos that I have recently posted was a waxing video. And it was this girl who applied this hard wax. And hard wax means that you can just lift it with your hands. Like, you don't have to lay a strip down. And she had it on the guy's head, all over the head down to the shoulders. She also was waxing his ears and his nose. And when she goes to rip it off, she thought it was the funniest thing ever. And all I could think of is, I hope this guy's okay. It's so careless and it's so just a misrepresentation of estheticians and how we do our business, or how most estheticians do their business. I just was kind of disgusted by it. Now, if this is something funny that you want to do with your friends at home, don't post it on social media. Or if you're going to, at least put some kind of warning, like, don't try this at home. We're just having fun, even though I still don't agree with it. But she just rips that wax off of him. I mean, there's no gentleness about the whole thing. And then when she's like pulling on the ears, I mean, I got an earache just thinking of how hard she was ripping that wax off the ears. It's unnecessary to be that rough, and it's uncalled for and shouldn't happen, because you could really damage somebody's skin. She really could have, I mean, really could have done some damage. And then when she pulls the nose wax out, now you have to be careful when you're waxing the nose. I mean, it's relatively easy, but you're just supposed to do just the very like insert of the nose to get the hair that might be, you know, sticking out. But you don't want to pull the wax up, or put the wax like up inside the nose. And you certainly don't want to pull as hard as she did. It's just irresponsible. And I have a pretty good sense of humor, I'd like to think. And I am pretty laid back. I'm not an uptight person, but I just found this a really irresponsible video. But I wanted to post about it because I wanted people to see exactly what not to do. And so people know that most estheticians are not going to pull this kind of crap. So that's also why I'm talking about it on the podcast, because I think it's really important that people know that this is not how we do things. Educated estheticians are not going to wax like that. It's just not going to happen. Okay. The next thing I want to talk about is using body products for the face. Now, I've said before that you can use face products for the body. Like, some people might get acne on their back or even on their chest, their arms, whatever. You can absolutely use face products for the body, but you don't want to reverse that, okay? So you don't want to use a body lotion on the face. These products are formulated for specific areas, and the face cannot handle the body products. Now, some people are going to be able to use it, and some people are going to get away with it and have no issues. And some of you, and I say this a lot, you may feel like, oh, it's fine. And then a few years down the road, you're going to regret that you're doing this stuff. Those products are just too heavy for the face. So milia is going to start happening, and just other possible skin conditions. And of course, there's irritation, there's redness, there's flakiness. You could be aging the skin faster. It's just all these things that you want to watch out for. And I know, I'm sure body products are cheaper than the face, but that doesn't mean that you should use them on the face. Sometimes saving money is not actually saving money. You're causing yourself a bigger problem down the road. So I just would not mix the two. Okay, the third thing I want to talk about is skin flooding. And it's funny because I had never heard that term before. So I looked into it and I'm like, skin flooding? I'm like, this is just what I tell my clients to do. And I'm pretty sure most estheticians tell their clients to do this. So I don't know why this is like a trend, but basically it's cleanse your face, put on a hydrating toner, put on a serum, put on your moisturizer, put on your sunscreen. What order are you guys doing it if you're not doing it in that order? And of course, I mean, I always tell my clients, make sure your skin is damp as you're applying these products because you don't want to put it on dry skin. It's not going to work as well. And you're certainly not going to just magically get water in your skin if you're not providing it. So again, you want to use it on damp skin. So you're locking that hydration into the skin. Because remember, we cannot produce water. We can only produce oil. So you have to give it hydration so it can hold on to, you guessed it, hydration. Okay. So it's for dry skin, dehydrated skin, oily skin, acne skin. It's for everybody. Everybody needs hydration in their skin. And I know people who have oily skin are always apprehensive to put more hydration on their skin, but they really need it because that's how you balance out your skin. Okay. So if your skin feels tight or dehydrated, if you run oily, you're going to produce more oil because your skin needs to feel better. So if you give it the hydration, you're going to end up balancing out your skin, which is what we want to do in the long run. So that is skin flooding. It's just basically what I've been telling my clients, and hopefully most people are anyways. Okay, the next thing I want to talk about is vitamin C. I recently had somebody order a vitamin C product off of my website. And my website's open to anybody can go on there and purchase. But I will say 99.9% of the people that do are getting guidance from me first. And I actually prefer that. And it's how I keep my returns down. It's how I keep people happy. And I just think it's the best way to do it. Now, I can't stop people and that's fine. But here's the thing. When I do get a new customer, I always send a card, a skin tips card that will kind of help people and guide people with their skincare routine. But obviously, you can't make them read it. You can't make them do it. You just hope that they're reading it along with the products that they purchased. So I had somebody purchase a vitamin C serum. And then she reached out to me probably like 2 or 3 weeks. I can't remember, maybe like 2 weeks, whatever, after she got it. And she said that it's been irritating her skin and she doesn't like it. Now, in my 11 years of doing this, I am pretty certain I have never had a return on my vitamin C serum. And the reason why is because the type of vitamin C that I use is stable, which means that when it hits your skin, it does not change, okay? And the reason why I chose that serum is because of my skin. When I first became an esthetician and I was using vitamin C, I kept getting irritated skin and I was like, what is going on? So of course I did more research and learned about the different types of vitamin C. So the one that I use is stable and does not change on the skin, whereas the other ones can irritate the skin. I'm not saying that they're better than others. I'm just saying they can change on the skin and irritate some people's skin, which is what it was doing to me. Okay. So when this person reached out to me and told me that it was irritating her skin, I, of course, you know, asked what she's using and other products along with her routine. Well, she's not using a toner. So she's not removing the, you know, I always say toner is the first or the last step of the cleansing process and first step of hydration. Well, most toners. So she's not using a toner. And then I found out that she also was applying her vitamin C to dry skin. Well, that is the problem. That is absolutely why I believe that vitamin C was irritating her skin. And she would not try it again on damp skin to see how much it would change. And she was within the right of the 30 days to return the product. So I let her return it, you know, no problem. I can't force anybody to do anything. But it's disappointing because I know she would have liked it. If you just use it correctly, you're going to like a product. And this goes back, you can talk about this stuff with social media and whatever, because when you're just following somebody who doesn't know what they're doing, and then you do it the same way, and then you have a reaction, it's because you're not doing it right. So it's the same thing with products. If you're buying products from an esthetician, talk to them. If she had reached out to me and said, hey, I bought this product, how do I use it, whatever, of course I'll help. I mean, that's my job. That's what I want to do. So if you're going to try out new products, it is so important that you know how to use them correctly, because If you don't, you could be damaging your skin, not even know it. If you're not getting the reaction where you can see with your eyes that your skin is actually reacting to it, then you think, oh, everything is great. But maybe it's not. And then also, you could get a reaction from a product that you shouldn't be getting a reaction from if you're using it incorrectly. Applying a vitamin C on damp skin is so, so important. Okay, that's about it. Those are the big four hot topics I wanted to talk about today. Beyond that, we're going to talk about some coconut oil, and we're going to talk about double cleansing and cleansing like with an oil or with a cleansing balm. So we got lots to talk about. So let's just get to it. All right, you guys, let's talk about double cleansing and oil cleansing, or even like a cleansing balm. So I know that the oil and balm cleansing is really big right now and people love it. And I know that people are going to definitely disagree with me, or maybe they will change their mind after hearing what I have to say. I don't know. But, you know, this is why this industry is great, because we can believe different things. We can do different things for our skin, for our client's skin, and get different results. But I'm definitely going against what most people seem to think and do, but stay with me and listen to why, okay? So while cleansing with an oil or balm may feel good on the skin, it may not be the best thing for your skin. Quite often after you have rinsed and wiped your cleanser off, there is still a residue left behind. Now, I'm sure there are some out there that won't do this, but can you really tell the difference? Even after cleansing a second time with a different type of cleanser, the residue can still be left on the skin. This will then affect your night serums because they will not be able to get as deep within the skin. These cleansing oils and balms have large molecules, while your serums have smaller molecules, so they would not be able to penetrate through. Okay. So hopefully that makes sense. Why I'm not really a big fan of these oils and balms. All right. So you guys all know that, you know, I love my grapeseed oil, but it's the very last step in the nighttime routine. I would never suggest you applying a grapeseed oil before your serums. That wouldn't make sense. So it's the same in the cleansing process. You don't want to leave anything behind that might stop the active ingredients from getting to the skin and being able to work. It's interesting, like, so I've talked about like when I was younger and how I would wash my face and I would get that really tight feeling. And I thought that that's what was supposed to happen. Like our skin was supposed to feel tight and dry. And it's so silly thinking about it now. But I feel like we've kind of gone too far the other way. Because although cleansing oils and balms feel really good on our skin, that isn't what cleansing is about. The cleansing step is to get your skin clean, not to moisturize your skin. That comes later. Now, that doesn't mean you want to use a cleanser that's totally stripping the skin. There's a difference between stripping and cleaning, okay? So we don't want to strip our skin, but we also don't want to moisturize our skin and have a layer left over. Okay. So that's how I feel about that. I know not everybody's going to agree with me and that is totally fine, but hopefully the reasons why I don't like it make sense to you. Okay. So let's talk about double cleansing. There's absolutely nothing wrong with cleansing twice, but I just don't believe that everyone has to do it. And sometimes not everybody should do it. Really, why waste the money if you don't have to? I don't double cleanse unless I'm wearing makeup. Okay. If I'm just like today, I'm not wearing any makeup today. So I am just going to cleanse my face once tonight. And here is why. Like I just said, I don't wear makeup on a regular basis. But when I'm cleansing my skin, I do it for about 45 seconds. And some nights I'm using a physical scrub, I'm using my sponge, or I'm even using which is my absolute favorite scrub, my 2% retinol scrub and mask. Oh, you guys, if you're not using that, it is so good. I really highly recommend it because it's this scrub, has jojoba beads, so it's super gentle, but you can also use it as a mask and let it sit for like 10 minutes while you're in the shower. So I always wash my face first. I put this mask on and then I do everything else I need to do in the shower. And then I take it off the end. And my skin is like glowy. Even before I finish my skincare routine, my skin is already glowy. And it is so soft. And I got to tell you, I am obsessed with that scrub. Okay. Sorry, went off on a tangent. So anyways, so I'm cleansing my skin for about 45 minutes. And that's all my face needs because the cleanser doesn't also have to remove my makeup. It has less to do. Now, like I said, if you do wear makeup, then you probably will need that second cleanse. If anything, just to make sure, what I have noticed when cleansing clients' skin, for those of them that wear makeup, there's always makeup residue left on their hairline, whether it's just foundation or whether it's blush on their cheeks, but there's always some kind of residue left over. So when you're cleansing, really make sure you're getting to your hairline. And especially like the tip of the nose, that's another area that doesn't get a lot of attention. And you're really supposed to cleanse for about 30 to 45 seconds. And if you really think about it, it makes sense because you're supposed to brush your teeth for 2 minutes. Showering usually takes about, 10 to 15 minutes. So spending a couple of minutes to ensure that your skin is clean is worth it. I promise it really does make a difference. Okay. And then, I always say that after the cleansing, you want to follow up with a toner, make sure your skin is damp. We just talked about this, but I do believe that a toner is really important because a toner is going to remove any excess cleanser, makeup, and or dirt or oil that you might have left on the skin. Another thing that if for some reason you missed a spot, that toner is going to take it off for you, which is really good because you don't want to then rub your serums into dirty skin, okay? And as I just said before, always make sure your skin is damp as you're applying the products, okay? Super, 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 super important. Those skincare products should really just slide onto your skin, okay? There should be no rubbing and tugging or anything like that. It should just really glide onto the skin. Okay, another thing I want to talk about today is coconut oil. Now, this has been around for a while. And it's one of those things that you keep thinking it's going to go away, but then it doesn't. And people find new ways to use it. People are like cleansing their eye area with coconut oil. It's just so important to remember that coconut oil is a pore clogging oil. This means that if you are acne prone, it can cause you to break out more. If you are not acne prone, it can suffocate your pores and cause your skin to look dull. Okay. It can also cause milia, those little keratin, little white bumps that you might get around the eye area or something. It's so bad. And using a concentrated form of oil, such as coconut oil, will cause it to seep into the eyes, potentially causing puffiness and even temporary cloudy vision. Puffiness is important to remember for those of you that deal with puffy eyes. I want to mention this can happen with other oils too, like an olive oil or baby oil. Those are the three that people will talk about. The eye area is about 7 times thinner than the rest of your face. Okay. So you don't want to put an oil on there. And everybody's like, oh, but it removes my makeup. Oh, I've never had a problem. You might have a problem, or maybe it's going to work for 6 months and all of a sudden it'll just stop working. It's not like we don't have products to remove makeup that exists out there. And they have really good products that remove makeup. So you don't have to use an oil to remove your eye makeup. Okay. I used to be a makeup artist. I have removed tons of makeup in my time. Just being an esthetician, I have to remove eye makeup all the time. There are eye makeup removers out there that will not, I have one. I sell one on my website. Go check it out. It's a great one. It will remove your makeup. And you can do it gently too. A great way to remove eye makeup is to put the eye makeup remover on a cotton pad. I like the cotton pads at eye retail because it's what I use at home. It's what I use in the treatment room because they don't absorb product. So you're not wasting anything. But if you put eye makeup remover on that cotton pad and then lay it on top of your eye for 30 seconds to a minute, whatever, depends on really how long or how much makeup you have on, that makeup will just glide off. It'll just come right off. Okay. So you don't have to be rough your eyes. You don't have to use all these products that are going to give you problems later on. I don't think we have to reinvent the wheel. And I feel like this is what always keeps happening with these like social media trends and everything. people are like, oh, I'm going to use this. And I don't know if it's just for clout, if they just want the likes or whatever it is, or if they really truly believe this stuff works. But either way, I'm telling you, it doesn't. And it's not great for aging of the skin. Okay. So I would not recommend it. All right. So that was a lot of information today. You might have to listen to this episode again if, you know, you want to keep that information, because I know that it was a lot. So, but hopefully you guys enjoyed this one. It's definitely different than what I've done the last few weeks. So anyways, as always, if you guys have any questions or even ideas for the podcast, if you'd like to be a guest on the podcast, please reach out to me. We can talk about it. You know, visit me on my social media at pureskinoc.com. And if you are somebody out there who just needs help with your skincare, I have skincare coaching and it's only $50, you guys. And you get to try. Not only do we talk, I am forever your esthetician as long as you're using my products. You get to also sample every single product I recommend to you before you commit to buying anything. Okay. That's it. It's very simple. You don't have to buy anything, but you do get 10% off your first purchase, but you get to try everything. And I think that's the most important part. Because I can tell you all day long, use this, this, and this product, but what if your skin doesn't like it? Then, you know, we have an issue. What if it doesn't work? Whatever. So we have to, I think it's important that people try the products before they purchase anything. All right, guys, that's it for today. I hope you're having a great week and we'll talk soon. Bye. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget to follow me on social media at PureSkinOC. I post lots of skincare tips and videos. You can find me at TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. And of course, you can always visit my website and my online store. If you're local and interested in receiving one of my treatments, all of my services are on there and you can even book from there too. You can also find my skincare coaching if you want to have a virtual consultation with me so that I can help you with your skin. And lastly, but so important, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. Besides sharing it with your friends and family, this is the best way to help it grow. Thanks so much, and I hope you have a wonderful week. Until next time.